Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
So you got your guy finally yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd gotten a report from a couple different citizens that they had seen Mr. Vega in the area of Tiger Street and Rossville Avenue. And so we followed up with some that through for a few hours, and then finally, and around 6 o'clock, we'd received a request. Actually, about 6 o'clock, from his wife, due to being harassed by some fellow neighbors down at their house. And so while we were looking into that, we believe that some contact was made to him to tell him to leave that area. Well, it actually worked out because we had officers already out there. Incognito, and saw him walking and made the arrest.
So that's nice to get him off the streets. How many preliminary charges did you get for him?
You know, there's two different cases that warrants have been filed. I think this last one was near almost double digits in the amount of charges and that the prosecutor's office had filed on him. So probably between the couple, at least the two cases, he's looking at 10 to 20 different charges.
That's kind of hefty, and usually you don't get all of those out, but you probably could plea a little bit and get maybe some of those taken care of.
Well, I mean, it's a big case, and it's involving a lot of different people, and I think everybody had an interest in him being returned to the jail, and you know, whether how he got out and bond and all that, I can't speak to that, but I think that one of our priorities once this new warrant came down last week was to get him put in a jail. And there was between the sheriff's office and state police and the Frankfort Police Department, that was a goal to get him in there.
Are all of the charges related to him from here in Clinton County, or are there any other ones outside of the county?
Everything that we've been working with has been here in the city of Frankfort, Clinton County.
Okay. That's been a fairly busy individual then.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these cases, they originated last year, and so he had been in jail for quite some time on one of those, and that was able to bond out, and then this new case was filed, and so hopefully he remains in jail, until trial.
And you guys really didn't have an idea, Scott, if he was still in town or had went to another state or anything, did you?
Yeah, I think after a few days last week, we'd assume that with a record like this and a warrant, and the fact that it's, everybody in the community was talking about it, that he would have left town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had kind of looked at how far out do we go with this and working with other agencies. And then it's surprising to me that he would have stayed close.
Stuck around, yeah.
Yeah. It was a surprise. So in fact, for several hours yesterday when, those sightings were reported, we just, we had looked at some surveillance and the different businesses that had cameras and couldn't really say definitively if it was him or not. So we were kind of like, it can't be. Why would he be
walking around,
walking around town with his face plastered everywhere? But it could have been him. We couldn't put him over there on the west side of town, but just good police work and help from the public and whatnot, and just being in the right place at the right time, he was taken into custody. And in fact, surprisingly, without incident as well.
Yeah. And then also I was going to say, this goes to show if the public sees something, make sure you tell somebody about it.
Yeah, because, when the sightings were, we had two different sightings, so obviously that raises the stakes a little bit, and two different complaints on that. So, we elevated the amount of officers that we, and detectives that we had put on this case yesterday, and it, kind of ran into some dead ends there around that 6 o'clock time frame, and had come up to the station to regroup, and that's when, I actually met his family member in the lobby of the police department and had started a conversation that our other officer said, hey, let's go down there, and take a look. And so it just worked out, and getting him off the streets, and it was a good night, and it was safe apprehension. Nobody was hurt. That's always good. And when you're looking at such a serious charge and the, you know, the nationwide sentiment with police right now is not so high when you look at some of these high profile cases. So I'm just happy that he went to jail without causing any levels of resistance towards the officers.
Okay, we missed anything on this or anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
You always ask me that. And
I know.
I just want
to make sure you get out everything we need to get out on this.
I only give out what you ask.
So you learn, maybe.
He's a trained investigator.
I could talk to you all day long, but then I'd probably get in trouble. I'd probably be giving too much information.
Well, that's why I wanted to make sure you get out what you want to get out. So.
No, I mean, we're on to the next, you know, we're on to the next case. We are, you know, we've got a, you know, it's for us, it's, you know, it's good to get him off, but it's not the end. And we, you know, we have other cases to work. It's, you know, as soon as that was over, you know, we high five each other and move, and, but we're moving on to the next one. And so we'll, hopefully this morning here, we had a, you know, a drug bust at the Travel Inn last week, and there was a delay in charges being filed, getting it. They had a 72 hour hold. So we were hoping that information was public yesterday. I'm going to look into that, and we'll get that information out this morning. We know we've had a lot of problems at the Travel Inn with drug dealing. And so our narcotics detective has made an arrest last week, so we'd like to get that out today. And then we had, you know, we've got a warrant out for an individual that, you know, I don't know, talking about last, was it 2 weeks ago? We had a situation on South Street where a female was found unresponsive. You remember that?
I think I do, yeah.
And so our investigators have worked that, and we have a suspect, and hopefully we have that to put out today too, but we believe he may actually have left the area, so we may put a photo out here in a little bit. So there's some things still in the pipeline. Like I said, we're moving on to the next case and just continue to do what we do, and the first priority is police work and protecting this community.
All right. Well, hey, great job, and greatly appreciate the time this morning, and go get everybody else you need to go get, okay?
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, Scott.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll